How do you overcome the frustration of this feeling that you're not moving forward, you're not progressing when you know you can, you know you should be, but you don't feel like you're getting the traction and the results that you know you could be creating? Or how about that feeling overwhelmed because you're not hitting those deadlines? Feeling stressed out, burnt out of balance. You have so many things on your plate and you can't really get one to win. I'm going to show you some different tips and hacks right now that will help you to be more productive without being busy, without being burnt out, stressed out, and giving your family, the people that you love, your leftover low quality energy, because that's what I see a lot of people doing. Because they don't understand some of these things like I didn't, and because of that, I was burning out. Because of that, I was stressing out. I was isolating myself because I didn't feel like I was accomplishing things. I was just beating myself up. It's lowered the quality of my life overall because I wasn't producing. So I want to share with you some different hacks, some different tips when it comes to being productive at high levels. You know, I'm not going to tell you things to like, okay, let's not do so much. Let's rest more. No, we need to produce more. So this is going to help you to get more done, but not burning out, not stressing out, not giving your family, the ones you love the most, your leftover low quality energy. All right. So I'm going to share my screen right here and I'm going to share with you some very practical things. Some of these things are common sense, but they are not common practice, right? A lot of those things that we know we should be doing, we're not doing, or if we do it for a short period of time. And to get the results that we want, we have to be consistent. We have to be disciplined because there's so many people who quit. Even they quietly quit, right? They were all excited at one point doing vision boards, you know, sharing everybody on social media about their goals. And then you see them doing it for a week, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks tops. Then they start to like stop posting, stop talking about it. And they quietly quit because they are no longer pressing forward. They're no longer disciplined, no longer excited and passionate about getting those things done. And because things get difficult, they get inconvenient, because they get uncomfortable, people quit. Now, I want to share with you some things that are very practical, simple, but again, common sense is not common practice. So I'm going to share my screen right here. And what I want you to do is take some notes here. Because if you take notes, it's going to help you to obviously to learn more. I don't know if you guys ever done any research or study on this, but it's proven that when you not just listen, but you're writing it down, it helps you to retain and remember that information more. So that way you can recall it when you need it, right? And so I want you to write it down and begin to listen to learn, not listen for agreements, listen to learn. So that way you can start to applying some new things. These are going to be very practical things that you can apply today and get results today. All right, so let's get into this. We're talking about some different hacks for you. There it goes. All right, top productivity tips and hacks. Say goodbye to burnout and hello to getting stuff done. That's what we're going to be getting into right now. So let's start with number one here. Let me move it up here. Let's start with number one. Okay. Plan your day. Again, simple, practical things, right? But most people don't do this. They'll have a calendar, they'll have things on their schedule, but it's not really planned out. Just because it's on your calendar, like on your, even if it's a written one or on your schedule, on your phone, just because it's blocked out there, doesn't mean you planned your day. Kind of understand that even like this house that I'm in, or the house or building or office that you're in right now, like, think about how that was built. It wasn't just built, you know, like, all right, let's see how this is put together. You know, let's get these pieces and just throw it together. No. There was a whole specific plan. There was a blueprint, right? Like, it even started in the person's imagination before it even became a physical thing. Everything did. I mean, even to the point of, you know, this water. This water was first an idea, right? It was in somebody's imagination before it became a physical reality. They started to think about it. It was an idea. They started to put, you know, more, you know, I want to put it this color. I want it to have it clear. I want it to have a flower on it. I want it to say these things. And all of a sudden, this idea starts to have more form. And then this form starts to get more clear. And when our brain starts to get more clear about things and start to see the pleasure, the results, the benefits, the rewards of us doing those things, now our brain's gonna wanna do those things, right? Like when we start to plan it out and show our brains what we're gonna do and what's possible on the other side of it, our brain starts to create this motivation because we see the motive. When you get clear on the motive of why you wanna do something, you generate your own, create your own, maintain your own motivation. So you need to plan your day out just like this home was planned out. It was an idea. They started to put more form on it. They even started to draw it out, right? They started to draw out this home of like, okay, it's gonna have a chimney, right? I know my drawing's funny here, but you know, it's gonna have a picket fence, right? Then we're gonna even have a dog here. I know that's a funny dog, but you get the point. You gotta imagine it. See, your imagination is not a pretend center, it's a creation center. So like, just like a big building, it's a blueprint. They put it all out, they measure it, that's planning it out, and then they begin to execute. The same thing for your day. So when you have your day, think of it like it's something you're building. You gotta have a blueprint. So to plan it out, even the night before, go over your calendar, go over your schedule, go over the main things, go over any kind of appointments you have, go over those things that you need to get done, right? But don't just go over them and be like, oh, okay, so tomorrow at 7, I'm gonna be doing this, at 8:30, I'm not like that. That's just like level one. You have to go to the next level where you start to bring it into your imagination. You start to see yourself in detail with as much, you bring all the five senses into your imagination. That is what creates transformation. That is what creates more productivity, because now your brain is very clear. If your brain is not clear, it's going to have fear. It's going to have hesitation. It's going to generate procrastination. You know, so you want to give as much clarity as you can to your brain about what you want yourself to do. So if I can start to do this the night before, start to prepare, prime, prep, frame my brain, my mind, and start to tell it, hey, tomorrow, this is what you're going to do. This is how you're going to do it. This is when you're going to do it. This is, you know, who you're going to do it with. This is the kind of face you're going to have on when you're doing it, the kind of energy and attitude you're going to have on when you're doing it. This is what you're going to be wearing. This is the kind of music that's going to like really see, feel, taste, touch, bring in all your senses in this time that you're imagining your day. If you have a sales call, imagine that sales call. Imagine them giving you objections. Imagine you asking you questions. Imagine you answering it with confidence, like the top amazing salesperson, negotiator that you are. If you have a meeting with a family member, if you have a flight, if you have whatever your plans are, start to see what you want the outcome to be and start to reverse engineer it, start to see it in your brain, imagine it, because now when you get there, your brain's gonna be more confident, more clear, it's gonna have more momentum, it's gonna want to do those things, even though they might be convenient or scary, your brain's gonna want to do those things because you've already programmed it. You've already shown your brain what you wanna do, how you wanna do it, when you wanna do it, by who you wanna do it with. You've already showed your brain in detail how it's gonna go. You've already showed your brain the outcome, the result and reward that you're gonna get from getting those things done. So now all of a sudden, you have a clear motive. Now you're motivated. Now you have this courage. Now you wanna go take some action. So, you know, create a main thing list, not just a to-do list. You know, like all these things to do, I'm gonna stay busy and start to knock one off. There's a lot of people that get stuck doing busy work and not getting those main things. You have to keep the main things the main things. So that's why it's really good to make that main thing list. Okay, tomorrow, what are those top three things that you need to get done tomorrow? Those big things, those most important things tomorrow, if you get these three things done, everything else, if you don't get it done, that's okay. But these three things you have to get done. What is it? What are those most important things for tomorrow? And then you piece by piece, you just win every day. Right? You start to plan out that day, the next day in the morning, you have your morning routine. And then you start with your whole day that you imagined the night before. This will help you so much to create the motivation, the momentum, and the results that you want. So that way you can say goodbye to burnout and hello to getting things done, right? So let's get to the next one here now. So number one is plan your day. Number two, block time. Block time. See, a lot of times, especially with high performers and high performing women, like, Richard, I'm a multitasker. I'm a master multitasker, right? It's hard to even say that, master multitasker. So a lot of times there's women, men who think they're good multitaskers, but there's no such thing as multitasking, okay? Computers can't even do it fully. You know, like when you have computers right now, I have this Zoom on, right? And it's out to the front. But if I start to bring out another page, it'll switch. It's working on one thing at a time. Same thing with us. We're working at one thing at a time. The people who say and think that they're good at multitasking, these are people who are really quick at refocusing. Okay, I'm gonna refocus and be fully here. Boom, I'm gonna refocus and be fully here, be fully present. And they're able to get things done because they're able to move their focus quicker. But they're not really multitasking, do two things at once. You understand? So whether you're good at refocusing or not, the way your brain works, if you really want to set yourself up for more success to, again, we're talking about saying goodbye to burning out, right? We're doing things so we don't burn out and waste energy, waste time that we don't need to waste, right? And time and energy are really important, right? These are two things that we really want to maintain and use wisely. So when we block time, you know, which means fully focused, non-interrupted work, like we're 30 minutes to an hour where you're just blocking. So if I'm gonna make phone calls, that's all I'm gonna do right now. If I'm gonna do emails, that's all I'm gonna do. If I'm gonna do visits, that's all I'm gonna do. If I'm gonna be with my family or my kids, that's all I'm gonna do. Like, there's nothing else on my mind. Nothing else matters. I'm gonna be fully here, rocking and rolling in this, putting all my good quality energy, my focus, my time into right what is in front of me. See, this really sets your brain up to kind of get warmed up, you know, kind of turn a car on, you know, you let it warm up and it starts to, all right, starts to move, right? Same thing with our brains. When we start to do one thing, do it a couple of times, we start to get in this rhythm. We start to get more confidence. Our brain starts to get used to it, right? We start to get rocking and rolling and start to go, you start to produce more. Now, when you do this, and the most important things, remember we planned our day out, right? What are those most important things? Now you block time around for those most important things. You can even start to look at your time of day, those most important things. When is the best time of the day for you to do that? And it doesn't mean like, okay, Richard, what if I say it's the morning, but what if it switches? Because, well, if it switches, it switches. Then you're flexible, right? You got to adapt with it. But we're scheduling, we're planning things out accordingly. And if things move around, then of course we adapt and we're flexible. But look, plan your day. What's the three most important things tomorrow? Plan it out, imagine it, right? Visualize it. Now, create schedule, block time for these main things so that way you can really set yourself up for success to produce a lot of results, a lot of traction, a lot of movement in those three main things that you have for tomorrow, right? So what would happen if you start to do that? I'm telling you, these two things right here, game changer, okay? Now let's get to what's next here. Let me open this so that way. I'm bringing these up one by one for you. Okay, number three, focus. So we're talking about saying goodbye to burnout, hello to getting things done. These are the top productivity tips and hacks for you. No matter what your goals are, no matter what level you are, these things will help you. Simple common sense things, but again, not common practice. People will do these things, but do them for a short period of time. And then they stop doing them. And then they start to wonder like, man, how come I'm not getting the results that I used to get? Or how come I'm tired? I'm before I had more energy and I was able to do this, because you stopped doing these things. Okay, let's get to this one. Focus. You've heard how important focus is, right? Like where your focus goes, your attention and your energy flows. Right? I'm sure you've seen this with yourself. Like when you're driving on the freeway, this is me driving on the freeway, right? And then there's an accident on the side of the road. So you're driving and you're like, oh man, that sucks. And all of a sudden, like, because you're looking this way,